children, there was a wicked sorcerer or magician named Balaam. He knew how to curse people, which means to call evil spirits to them and hurt them. And there was a king named Balak who was very frightened of the children of Israel, so he wanted to hire Balaam to curse the children of Israel for him. And so he offered to pay him lots of money. And so Balaam, he really wanted to do this. So he asked the Lord, "Can I do this?" And the Lord said, "No, you may not." But he asked him again, "Can I go, please?" And this time the Lord said, "Well, all right, you may go, but you may only say what I tell you to say." And as he went along, riding down to see Balak, Balaam was thinking in his mind about all the money he was going to make and how famous and powerful he was going to be and how he might get around the Lord's not wanting him to curse them and curse them anyway. And so that's why the angel of the Lord stood in his way 3 times and nearly killed him to warn him not to say anything except what the Lord said. And when he came to the land of Balak, Balak took him up on a mountain where he could look over the whole camp of Israel. Remember, the camp of Israel was laid out just the way the Lord told them to, with the tabernacle and the ark, the Ten Commandments in the center, and all the tribes having just their place camped all around the Lord. And so he tried to curse them, and blessing came out of his mouth. And so Balak took him to another place where he could just see the edge of the camp. He tried again to curse them, and a blessing came out of his mouth. Balak was very frustrated, but he wanted him to try again. So here we'll read what happened the 3rd time Balaam tried to curse the children of Israel. Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Numbers, chapter 23. And Balak said to Balaam, "Come, please, I will take you to another place. Perhaps it will be right in the eyes of God, and you may curse them for me from there." And Balak took Balaam to the head of Peor that looks out on the faces of Jeshimon. And Balaam said to Balak, "Build for me in this place 7 altars, and prepare for me in this place 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had said, and offered up a bullock and a ram on every altar. And when Balaam saw that it was good in the eyes of Yehovah to bless Israel, he did not go, as at other times, to seek to use sorcery, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel inhabiting their tents according to their tribes. And the Spirit of God came upon him. And he lifted up his prophetic enunciation and said, "How good are thy tents, O Jacob, thy habitations, O Israel! As the valleys are they planted, as gardens by the river, as the sandalwood trees which Yehovah has planted, as cedar trees beside the waters. He stooped, he lay down as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall raise him up? Blessed is he who blesses thee, and cursed is he who curses thee." And the anger of Balak was fierce toward Balaam, and he slapped the palms of his hands. And Balak said to Balaam, "I called thee to curse my enemies, and behold, blessing, thou hast blessed them these 3 times. And now run away to thyself to thy place. I said that glorifying I would glorify thee, and behold, Yehovah has withheld thee from glory." And Balaam said to Balak, "Did I not speak also to thy messengers whom you sent to me, saying, 'If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the mouth of Yehovah to do good or evil of my own heart'? What Yehovah speaks, that I will speak. And now behold, I go to my people. Go therefore, and I will advise you what this people shall do to your people in the latter days." And he lifted up his prophetic enunciation and said, "I shall see him, but not now. I shall observe him, but not near. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall arise out of Israel and shall strike the corners of Moab and destroy all the sons of Sheth. And Balaam rose up and went and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way. Amen. So, the third time Balaam tried to curse the children of Israel, what came out of his mouth? Another beautiful blessing about the children of Israel being like gardens by the river and being strong as a lion. Now, have you ever had someone curse you? Someone say something ugly to you or about you? Well, when that happens, it's good to remember this story about how the Lord protects the children of Israel from Balaam's curses and turned them into blessings. For example, suppose someone calls you ugly face. Now, you might just laugh, but other times it might hurt. And so you think about that, and it hurts. And you can say, well, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And they're sort of true, but it's also true that sometimes it does hurt. Sometimes people remember the names that other people have called them for a long time and think that's partly true. And it hurts. So we have to be careful what we say to other people, because sometimes it can really hurt. But if that happens to you, you can remember this story, how the Lord is eager to protect us from other people's curses. And he can, and he does, if we let him. You remember what the Lord said that we should do if someone curses us? He says, bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. You see, when someone curses us, what is it that hurts? It's not the words that they say. No matter what words they are, it's not really the words that hurt. It's not even the fact that that person doesn't like us that really hurts. What hurts is that when we hear those words, the evil spirits who are around us get excited, they get stirred up, and they make us feel angry, and they make us feel sad and sorry for ourselves. And that's what hurts. That's where the curse is, the evil spirits with us. That's where it hurts. But if we can remember that the Lord protects everyone who lives according to his order, can remember the children of Israel with the Lord in the center of their lives, and we can say, please, Lord, let be the center of my life. We think about the Lord, then those curses will go away much more quickly and we'll forget about them. We can think of the fact that actually this person who's saying something ugly about us, that person is getting cursed. Because that person is letting the evil spirits fill him up so much that it's coming out his mouth. He's doing something that's hurting him. He might not know it right now. He might think it's funny, might think it's fun, but actually he's getting hurt. That's sad. And so we might say to them calmly, you know that hurts when you say that. We might even think of something nice that we can say about them. Maybe not now, but maybe at another time. We can bless them as the Lord tells us to. And at another time we can pray for them and hope that they will get over that, will get out of that state that they're in of wanting to say ugly things about people, because they need that help. They need the Lord's help, even if they don't know it. And a good thing is, if we can ask the Lord for help and not let the evil spirits get all excited around us and make us mad and make us sad, then the other person who's saying these things and the evil spirits with them are eagerly waiting to see how angry we'll get and how sad we'll get. Those evil spirits will get bored because we're not doing it. And that will help that other person, because then the evil spirits will go away from them sooner. And the main thing is to remember that what protected the children of Israel was that they lived according to the Lord's order. Their camp represented heaven. They represented good people living the way the Lord teaches them to and not doing what the evil spirits want them to do. That's what kept them safe. So we can remember this story when someone does something unfair to us, something unkind, we're going to live according to the Lord's order. Even so, we're going to live according to the Lord's order, then we'll be safe. Then we'll be safe. And the Lord will turn the curses into blessings for us. And we'll get stronger at resisting the evil spirits and trusting in the Lord. Amen.